Everybody, this is Devil Chicken. In this guide, I'm going to show you how to use custom post types to use all kinds of post types to your WordPress site. Okay, so in order to add your custom post types, you have to download the new plugin that's called Custom Post Types. The first plugin is what I need, and this is what I'm installing and activating. As you can see, it has more than a million activate installations, 257 reviews, more than 4.5 stars, and it's of course compatible with your version of WordPress. It was last updated 4 weeks ago. I activate the plugin, and to manage it, I can see down here that I have this tab. I can add or edit these post types I want to add. Products post type, which is different from this WooCommerce products, and let's say I will call it cars for this example. This is the label, and I add the post type. Now, as I can see, I have this new post type. I can add new posts right here, but before that, I want to show you how to edit your settings on this post type. Down here, you can see that you can add the value of each label on this post type. You can add or edit the default value of the featured image. Let's say, for example, set the featured image and the archives and so on. Down here, I have the settings, and as you can see, I can add a lot of the settings. Let's say, for this example, delete with user, whether to delete posts of this type when deleting a user. Let's say I want this and I add a 2 on it, and this has archive also. I want to have whether or not the post type will have a post type archive URL. Let's say for an example, I want this. If I want to exclude it from search, I can do this as well. And if I want hierarchical, whether or not the post type can have parent-child relationships, also I want this. And if I want to be able to export it, I want this also. And everything, if I want to support all the labels and the fields, like I have on the normal posts for WordPress, I want to add this check for each one. Down here, if I want to add taxonomies for the default that I already have, I want to add this product category or the product tags or the normal WP core categories and tags, which are here below these posts. And if not, I only want to add this, I save the post type. Okay, so after you saved the changes, you can now go and add taxonomies. Let's say I want to add a taxonomy called part, like parts of the car and so on. I add this slug and also the plural label and the singular label, the same part or parts in many if I have a lot. And now I just attach it to the post type. I want 2 cars and edit right here. That's it. Now, if I want to edit it, the same as I did with the custom post types, I choose this specific taxonomy I want to edit. And again, if I want to migrate terms to newly renamed taxonomy, I check this one and save the taxonomy here. As you can see down here, you have, again, the additional labels that you can add or edit the default labels right here for each taxonomy. And down here, you can edit the settings. I want it to be hierarchical, so I put this as true. And also, I want to rewrite the hierarchical, so I put this as true. I want to show the admin column again. I want to show in tag cloud, and I want to show in quick bulk edit panel. Right here, I want to be able to sort it as well. Actually, if you put true to everything, you can do anything you need and can do in the WordPress default settings. Now, I save taxonomy here again, and as you can see, you can add as much as taxonomies as you want to particular custom post types, and you can edit them as well with the settings. This is how you do it. As you saw, it's very easy to use custom post types on WordPress. If you have any more questions, you can write down in the comments below and I will comment. And on the first comment, I put the link to my full guide on my website. And if you like this video, you can like, subscribe, comment, and share. And good luck.